Waco city leaders are taking bids through October 25th for Phase 1 of the Elm Avenue Infrastructure Improvements Project, which includes the rehabilitation of Elm Avenue from Hood to Clifton Streets and Forest Street. The project will improve curbs, gutters, driveways, intersections, storm drainages, and water services with new asphalt, 8 and 12-inch water mains, and fire hydrants. Cody Patillo is a project engineer for the city of Waco. He says Phase 1 was brought on in the life of the Overall Transportation Alternative Set-Aside Program project, or TASA. After progressing on TASA, which is a federally funded project, city leaders realized they had more infrastructure needs on Elm that needed to be completed first.
We're going to be putting in ADA pedestrian ramps in preparation of the, not necessarily Phase 2, but the TASA set-aside project that's coming that's going to take care of the curb-to-curb from Martin Luther King to Forest and Garrison.
But it's all about timing.
I mean, that's the main challenge, is getting that design completed, getting it bid. We are behind schedule, and we're trying to hopefully we can catch that up in construction, because the goal is to be completely done with that before that next phase starts.
The city's estimated cost of the program is $2.9 million.
We'll take a look at it again. I know there was reason.
At a pre-bid meeting this month, companies looking to work on Phase 1 submitted questions and sought clarification on the project's needs. The city has posted 4 addendums to clarify the questions asked about the project so far. Patillo says they will work on Elm Avenue in sections with the intent to shut the street down block by block and deter traffic. The historic road will remain a two-way street and portions will have a turn lane. After Phase 1, there will be another project to bring other options for people navigating Elm.
Once the second project comes through the sidewalk and the overall project that's from MLK to Forest and Garrison, there'll be bike lanes along Elm as well.
Patillo says they are also removing head-in parking down Elm and replacing it with parallel parking.
For backing out of head-in parking, we're looking at potential wrecks every day. It should be easier for people to park and leave, to come and go.
Dr. Nancy Grayson currently has head-in parking in front of her bakery, Lula Jane's, on Elm, which used to be parallel. She says having parallel parking will be safer, although it does mean there will be less spots to park in, which could result in people parking on neighborhood streets. Grayson says another option might be to put in a parking lot. And although she does agree with the addition of bike lanes, she is concerned about the replacement of historic sidewalks, like those in front of Lula Jane's.
It's going to be a nightmare in terms of access to Lula Jane's while they're redoing it. And the city will be responsible for providing adequate access to our building during construction, so that's going to be interesting because we're in the middle of a block.
She says she does want to see sidewalks on Elm that aren't broken or dangerous, and handicap ramps that are effective. But
right in front of Little and Jane's, our sidewalks are perfect.
After bids are read and one is accepted and approved by City Council, Phase 1 could start as early as December or January. Patillo says Phase 1 would have to be completed by September 2020, when the next bid process would need to start. In Waco, I'm Kate Lee Mills.